Our family circle appreciates more than words can convey your presence with us here at high noon. As a family, we feel the depth of your love and support in these hours, which have been new and difficult for us. For now, we are sitting where so many of you have sat. Over 400 times I have walked with you, the members of this church in the Valley of Shadows, and now you are walking with us. We have been feeling the solidness of the ground of our faith, and you have strengthened us, and we are appreciative. For 10 years, you've allowed my mother to be a part of your life, the business and professional women's class, the mission work of the church, White Cross, and one of the great joys of her life was again serving as a deaconess, as she had formerly done in the First Baptist Church of Seattle. She greatly enjoyed being a caller for the church. In other years and in younger times, she too taught church school classes in Oklahoma. Several years ago, I met a young woman in Oklahoma who said to me, "I came to Christ through your mother's example and teaching." And her life has always been identified with the church. She served as the secretary to Berta K. Spooner in the Southern Baptist Convention. And Mrs. Spooner was in charge of the Women's Missionary Society work of that convention. And when I went to seminary after decision made for the defense of the gospel of Jesus Christ, she became a house mother at the Chiang Mai home in El Cerrito, California, where she counseled Chinese orphan boys. As a son, I rejoice in the integrity of her life and the simplicity of her faith and the determination and the strength of her character with which she faced her trials and testings. And as the chief recipient of her life's investment, it seems appropriate that I should conduct the memorial service. For not only did I receive my body from her, but my soul has been nurtured by her example and her faith, who taught my infant lips to pray, to love and serve God every day, to walk in wisdom's pleasant way, my mother, who ran to help me when I fell, and would some pretty storyteller kiss the place to make it well, my mother. How could I ever cease to be affectionate and kind to thee who was so very kind to me, my mother? Ah, no, the thought I cannot bear, and if God please my life to spare, I trust I shall reward thy care, my mother. So this time becomes a witness to my faith and to hers. She being dead yet speaketh, even though to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The Lord of life, who is closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. Truly, beloved, all that which is beyond and above and around and through our time-space relationships, the very spiritual energy of living and loving and serving is ours. My mother has been reborn, born out of her body and out of space-time into full spiritual fellowship with God. She yearned for it. She prayed nightly for her release. And I rejoice in the prayer times we have had together. Many times she nursed me and took care of me in days of great illness in my childhood, and to rub her body with ointment and to hold her hand and to kneel by her bedside in these past months and pray. This I shall cherish, for this has in it the very essence of reality, and I'm deeply grateful.